Howdy, folks. I notice there are quite a few women taxi cab drivers lately. I had an argument with one of them yesterday. She wanted me to ride in the back seat. This is Pat Buttram, and delicious double mint chewing gum once again is your host for Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time, and have you folks noticed how nowadays seems like so many things are being put up in spray form? I mean, all you do is just push a button and it sprays. One of my kinfolk, cousin Buster Buttram, he's been puttering around with the spray idea in his laboratory. He gives it the English pronunciation because all of his equipment is Lend-Lease. You see. And let me tell you, Buster's come up with some mighty unusual sprays. One of them, I think, can catch on. That's for folks who like the smell of Limburger cheese, but they don't like to eat it. When you take a plate of cheese and crackers to bed with you, well, it's spreading the cheese. It breaks the crackers and crumbles them all over the sheets, you know. But with Buster's Limburger spray, you just eat the crackers and sniff. That's all. He has another wonderful spray product that he's working on. It's the Buttram Sorghum Molasses Spray for wheat cakes. It's a double-purpose spray sorter. It sprays the wheat cakes and... Also, you know, being a fine mist, it makes a real good wave set for women. They want the curl to stay in their hair, you know. Well, let us now forget Buster and his laboratory and hear some words and music by Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet. They're going to sing Rain.
Rain. Let us cuddle while the rain pitter-patters on the pane, and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely, peaceful afternoon. No one can see us rain. It's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand and then it's 10 to 1 you kiss her in the rain. Rain, rain. It's 10 to 1 you kiss her in the rain.
That's a very cute song, isn't it? You know, there's a song a year or so ago, is kind of a popular song, Little Things Mean a Lot. You remember that? It always made me think of... double mint chewing gum. Because I'll tell you, chewing double mint means so many wonderful little things, you know, that just total up to some big helps and pleasures. There's a delicious flavor, of course, and a cool, refreshed mouth and a clean breath. And I'll tell you, chewing double mint after every meal, too, means that you're doing your teeth a big favor. Because I'll tell you, chewing double mint helps keep your teeth clean and attractive looking, you know. So keep a supply of double mint handy in your purse or your pocket. A package of double mint, it takes up very little room, and it means hours of healthful, refreshing enjoyment. Now today for their solo spot, the boys of the Halloran Quartet, they've asked me to say they're going to sing for me and my gal.
The
singing for me and my guests.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing.
Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three, or four, or more. In love land for me and my gal. They're congregating for me and my girl. The parson's waiting for me and my girl. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three, or maybe some more in love land
for me and my
gal. For me and my gal. For me and my
gal. Oh, that's great. I guess you heard about science curing a man of his habit of using strong language. It's in the paper. This man, it seems he had an uncontrollable urge to blister the air with blue expressions, you know. And you know how they cured him of using swear words? By giving him whiffs of carbon dioxide gas. That's right. So if you see some fellow with a tank of this stuff strapped to his back, well, don't get in his way. He's trying to swear off swearing. And don't irritate him, you know. I guess you've noticed I'm something of a purist myself when it comes to language. When the chips are down, you can count on me choosing the couth expression every time. I'll never forget one time in English class, though, in a little essay I'd written, I used the expression, golly. And I must have been the Mickey Spillane of our class, because the teacher toned it down to raptures. She made it raptures. She is sort of a purist, too, I guess. I don't know, an outburst like raptures, it wasn't the real me, somehow. I want to be relaxed and natural myself. You know, when you try to put on airs, you get tense and your nerves get jumpy, and of course, what folks everywhere found helps maintain calm, so to speak, is chewing delicious double mint gum. Yes, sir, I'll tell you, chewing double mint helps you relax. Now, not a sluggish relaxation, but the kind that keeps you free of tension and keeps you alert at the same time. So you just try chewing double mint and find out for yourself, will you? Now it's Buttram bonus time. Well, everybody, I reckon, has a piggy bank around the house. And so for today's bonus, I have some helpful hints on piggy banking. The big idea, of course, of having a piggy bank is it means a penny saved is a penny earned. And, you know, a penny is it's a handy thing. Now, suppose you want to unscrew a screw and you can't find a screwdriver. Well, you can usually get the screw out by using a penny like it was a screwdriver, see? Or let's say you want to draw a circle just the size of a penny. Well, you just, see, you take a penny and place it on the paper and then run a pencil around the edge of it. There's nothing like it for making circles. Of course, the real purpose of a piggy bank is to accumulate a lot of pennies, which otherwise you would fritter away on righteous living. Therefore, you wait till your piggy bank is full of pennies, and then you break it. And the pennies, they'll pour out in a pile there. And I'll tell you, only a veteran piggy bank addict knows the thrill of running his fingers through a pile of pennies and saying, they're mine, all mine. You know? Then you count them. 98, 99, $1. Golly. I mean, raptures. One whole dollar. Maybe $2 or $3 or $4. So you put all the pennies in a little box or something, and now comes the hard part. What are you going to do with them? Who do you know that'll be willing to give you real money for pennies? The bank? Yeah, but can you stand up under the withering glare that the bank teller will give you? You dump 400 or 500 pennies out there for him to count. No, the only easy way to get rid of them is give them to youngsters. Somehow, I don't know, a youngster still can find ways to spend pennies. Like maybe buying double mint gum with them, huh? Well, that's our treatise on piggy banks, our Buttram bonus for today, which brings us to more music as Paula Richards sings As Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
You know, if there's anything I hate to hear on the radio, it's where a fellow says, we're a little late, folks, so goodbye now. But I'm going to have to say it because that's what we are. We're a little late. Of course, it's never too late to get your supply of delicious double mint chewing gum with a friendly dealer open and waiting close by. So you be sure and have some when we return with Just Entertainment tomorrow, will you? That's double mint chewing gum. This is Pat Buttram, and I found that the one bad feature about having nothing to do is you can't stop and rest. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.